Good morning. My guest this morning is Nick Sanellis, and we're going to be talking about a concert of the Sebastopol Community Band at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts Saturday, June 9th at 7:30. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thanks, Nick. Good. Now, can you let me know what a community band makes me think of? People who have other jobs, who are not necessarily musicians full-time or music teachers, but making music in the community is something that's really kind of important to their lives.
I think you hit it right on the head. The vast majority of the community band is actually exactly what you said. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have pharmacists, we have housewives, we have people who in their childhood used to play an instrument, and they reach a point of retirement and they join in because they remember those happy days of playing a musical instrument and want to take it up again. So yes, indeed, the community band is a good representation of the cross-section of the city itself. For instance, I even have a student of mine who lives in Sebastopol who joined when she was in the 8th grade. And now she's a 9th grader going to the 10th grade and is just a great little musician that enjoys playing with the group.
So now, Nick, you lead the band and you're also part of a saxophone quartet that's going to be performing that day. Tell me what the quartet's going to be playing.
Well, we're going to be doing a real good cross-section of music, literally from Renaissance to Baroque to Classic to Romantic to 20th century to jazz to every style that you could almost name. I mean, we don't have time to perform all of those, but we're going to do about a 30 to 45 minute section of beautiful, entertaining, easy on the ears, but I'd say invigorating music as well. And as you know, saxophones are usually thought of as probably a jazz instrument. Well, a sax quartet is more like a string quartet. Very versatile, very smooth, I say the overtones and the colors of those instruments when they're put together are really soft and can be very gentle. So it's going to be a lot of fun for the band members as well, because if I can elaborate on that, we're going to be doing a Glenn Miller tribute, which is in the band, of course, and I employed the sax quartet so that we would fill in all the parts, because it's really a sax section of two altos, two tenors, and a barry, as well as solo clarinet and tromba. You know, it's a 40-style band arrangement.
So this concert is indoors at the Center for the Arts.
That is correct.
And are you going to be playing more later on in the summer? Any other things?
4th of July.
Oh, okay. And so you're the band that plays at that 3rd of July, 4th of July
yes,
event.
Yes, and I believe we are going to be playing at noon at Ives Park.
Okay, great. Now, any John Philip Sousa on the program this time?
Oh, gee, John Philip Sousa. Well, we are going to be doing a march. I actually, with the band, try to have music that is outside of the band, typical band repertoire, street marching repertoire. But we are doing Colonel Bogey, which is an English piece of music made famous by the Bridge on the River Kwai.
Is it that?
What do you play now?
No.
I think we need you to...
Yeah, I'm just a piano player, I'm not in a band. I wouldn't be able to
be
in a band.
We'll talk after this.
All right. Okay. Well, that's about all we have time for. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with me. Now, this is the Sebastopol Community Band at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Saturday, June 9th at 7:30. There's a small charge. It's $15 in advance, $10 for students, $20 at the door. Under 10, get those kids out there. That's free. And if you want more information, can you tell me where they can go on the website?
Well, Sebastopol Center for the Arts website will handle all of that.
Okay,
yes.
So that's SEBArts, sebarts.org, phone number 707-829-4797. All right, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.